Good morning. Today is Wednesday, February the 22nd. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Good morning.
Good morning. I feel like I'm in a classroom. Good morning, teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you bring me anything to bribe me?
Would you take an apple?
You have one?
In my car.
Well, no, out in the car doesn't
work. I didn't
work.
Say how old it was.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like halfway to applesauce.
No, I'm keeping it for myself.
Fine. Two demerits.
That's not what I expect.
Yeah, okay, good. Let's see. Our quote this morning comes from Buddy Gray. The blues is the truth. You better believe what they're telling you is the truth. A little something for the jazz festival. It's about as close as I can get.
Well, I didn't know who Buddy Gray was, but I believe he has something to do with music.
You think?
I would. It's early, but that's my guess.
Yeah, good. I probably won't find that one in the next 3 or 4 weeks, so we'll start with the jazz festival.
All right.
Oh, gee. So, what has the wet weather meant for the county? Gotta believe the roads have been kind of tagged a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. We just had our most recent disaster declaration or emergency declaration. I think it's our third month we've had to do it now. For some reason, they make you, it's like you have to redeclare, and with the continual storms, no, it's crazy. My district is not nearly as impacted as, you know, Rex and Estelle's especially, but we've got areas where complete roads have disappeared. I mean, I looked at the one out at Wilder Ridge, the video of that. That was unbelievable. At the same time, we have to look at other counties, and there are, believe it or not, many who are in even worse shape than us. It is a bad time for counties. At least 30 went in on that, I think, the disaster declaration.
I was talking with a buddy who was driving on 20.
I was on 20, and I got through right before it closed.
Okay.
last week.
Yeah, he said that the water, not only are the lakes full, which is a nice change over,
They looked full when I went by. I'm glad, yeah. I went by.
But when the wind started whipping up, the waves were actually almost to the houses built on the side. The slides were there. And then when you come down out of the mountains into the valley, you're driving in the ocean pretty much. And I heard the same thing from a buddy driving over 47.
Yeah.
And another one on 80, and I-5 was underwater in some place. I mean, this is... You'd think that we weren't in a drought.
Well, you know... I keep thinking that would it have been better to actually work on storage solutions rather than the conservation when the governor, when all that went into gear,
you saw what he did to Oroville.
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
you need more than 20 years notice that things need to be addressed before they're addressed?
I have
now
no
that you're buddies
for
with
you.
The governor.
Hey, I actually met him first back in 1979 when I went to Girl State. I showed him a picture. Neither one of us looked the same.
Gee,
darn!
And you only hear that kind of insight right here. KINS News and Information Times 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, some of the different challenges, I think, is with the weather and whatnot, is the processes. What processes do the county employ either to get the information into the departments faster, weather-related stuff, or response, or some of these various things, you know, whether it's the roads department and Tom trying to figure out how to do something, or it's last chance grade at the state, or Caltrans trying to deal with 101 being, you know, underwater in either side of San Jose. Okay, great. We have knowledge. So what? Knowledge without action is not going to do a whole lot. So is the county able to move faster because of the state of declaration?
You know, that's I've always wondered what the actual real process is. I think I'm not sure necessarily if it's moving faster, but I think it's a recognition that there could be federal funding available to help them. Because you can't move at all if you don't have the financial ability. And when you get hit with such large challenges all at once, I mean, it's not like an earthquake where, with earthquakes, you kind of, you know the drill, so to speak. There's a disaster. There might be some, things that happen afterwards or some aftershocks, but you generally know, how to calculate your needs and how to move forward. When you've got, you're continually being hit by storms that are doing massive amounts of damage, I think it's a moving target. So I think the most you can do is, have everybody on standby, and hopefully you may have to bring in private contractors, but they're already busy doing other road work. On the way, when I went south last week, there were multiple spots of road work going on.
You got all the little bitty slides that, the snowplow guys that Caltrans has can take care of. But there were five or six trees yesterday that were probably a foot and a half wide that had been across the road in the last few days just between here in Crescent City.
I tell you, one of the biggest landmarks I see now when I drive south is I stop at the one log house. In the parking lot next to it, in the storm, 3 weeks ago, a tree went down on this car, and they've left it there. It is, you see people, it's like the new place to stop and take a picture. But yeah, there's a lot of them. Glad nobody was in that car.
Yeah.
So, you haven't seen it yet. You've got to stop and see it. It's the new attraction. It's a good place to stop, too.
Yeah. So as you're looking at some of the different things that are going on, the state, the feds, the locals, when the work starts happening, I know there's a guarantee of payment. Is there a guarantee of payment in a more timely fashion? Or are these, we remember it from the heavy floods. Some of these guys would have to hang on for 9 to 12 months to get compensated. And because so much was upfronted in this thing, a couple of them went out of business waiting for the payment.
I really don't know the answer to that question, so I'm not going to take a guess on air with you. So
you've learned, young one. Yes.
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. I mean, or maybe that's like worthy of a press release, just to bring everybody in the community up to speed.
Do you ever bring Mattson in? Tom Mattson, our director.
Oh yeah, he's in when you guys back out.
Well, I could have sent him this morning.
Well,
if I'd only known.
Yeah, or at least brought him along with you.
All right. Well, I'll suggest that.
But you know what? I bet he's a little busy today. I hope he's a little busy today.
He's probably overly busy.
Yeah, over a little busy? Okay.
Yep.
With all the impacts throughout the county and the fact that the 4th really is not. I mean, Eureka's roads were crappy before. Okay, they're just as bad. The bottom of Booner Hill is draining. Okay, but those are city projects rather than your specific area. Do you kind of step back and let the other guys deal with it and just give them moral support? Or do you pick up in other areas when they're having to fend with all the phone calls and everything else, their constituents?
I think we all kind of cross over the borders and help out. I've got people calling me. I didn't even tell Rex this because I know he does a lot. He'll do a lot. The Supervisor Bone.
Oh, that guy.
He's done a lot for folks in my district if they, they'll call him. I've recently been getting several calls from, just on that side, on just some issues with the neighborhood and trash and things that I've, I'll do what I can to make it easier. I mean, poor Supervisor Fennell, she drives that distance every day to, she lives all the way. So she's one day she had to take a she had to be saved or how do I say it? She had a crew actually help her get out of the snow. I mean, she was trapped.
Assisted.
You go. So,
CSL, you're now an assisted.
Yeah. And I couldn't help her, but you know, when you're talking transportation and roads, if we'd any well statewide, if anyone had really been able to keep up on maintenance, we're not the only one. I mean, it's a massive amount in the whole state that local governments and state that have not been able to keep up.
But yet, a billion gets thrown into this bullet train.
Well, I'm not a fan of the train, but what I would. Yeah, that is kind of interesting, but I don't think we can do much about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they'd been maintained better, we wouldn't have had as much damage potentially. And so that's one thing we have to let people know. And I know people don't like taxes, but that Measure U would have been very helpful right now. And so when we hear from people, sometimes it's kind of hard to say, you know, it'd be nice if we had a little bit of
You're really going to play that card?
I'm just saying it is the matter of fact.
It's 8:30.
That's how it goes.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass, supervisor in Humboldt County. Yep. And incoming CSAC president?
Second vice president, so...
Incoming.
Yes.
You're now holding the door for the incoming.
Yes, I'm there in case the other two are struck by lightning.
So this is kind of like that beauty pageant thing. In case unable to perform their duties.
In training.
Okay.
Oh. But it's been quite the experience and you know with
and Rex, you're only a couple months into it.
I know. It is actually the first 2 months have been a lot of learning and a lot of driving and it's going to quiet down now.
That'll be a lot of swimming.
Yeah. Well, there was a few times I thought, man, I sure missed that flight to Sacramento. But you know, good things. The talk with the governor was, it was an hour and he sat down. He was actually very relaxed conversation, which, you know, you don't see that when I think of the state electeds, other than the folks that I, you know, our electeds who we get to see often. And, you know, it's almost kind of intimidating. And this was actually great. He's got.
So you projected me into it and you gave him a ration all the time, right?
Well, there was others that had to talk.
It wasn't just
one on
one.
And he has this great dog named Calusa. He doesn't have it. I don't think he has a dog named Humboldt. So
another part of the room.
But, you know, the conversations there's some the proposed budget that the governor brought forward has some things that not only you know concern just Humboldt County but all the counties in the state because he's expecting a downturn in the economy and of course. Many of us in the room were saying, wait a minute, we're still waiting for our
flattening out or an upturn.
So,
now, what does he base that on? Because I've heard that from a couple of other governmental types saying, oh, we're ready. And I'm in the same boat where you are. We're starting to see some positives and the stock market's going up, you know, Alzheimer's, and we're seeing traction and investment. And at the same time, we're hearing California's going to go down. Is it the tech sector specifically?
You know, I don't really know. I think it's a combination. I think it's kind of funny. I'm not sure if the word conservative, but I think the governor is very fiscally aware, and he just doesn't want anything. He doesn't want his watch to end with this downturn or with in a negative balance, or he just, you know, he's
legacy protection.
Legacy, there you go.
Okay.
And
now the state in the past, though, has balanced his budget, ERAF.
Yeah.
using shell
shifting
games,
funds, yeah.
And you know, all of a sudden when sales tax was going up, we lose sales tax and get property tax. And then when things get a little goofy, other things start happening.
Yeah.
Or you get the IOUs, and the state has a balanced budget, and the counties are sucking wind.
Well, you know, one of the things that was the biggest bone of contention is...
The Supervisor Rex?
Ah, cute.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man, I missed that reference. But in-home supportive services and the coordinated care initiative... probably 3 years ago, the state took over a pilot program or project for, I think it's 7 or 8 counties, where the state actually does the bargaining with the Union for In-Home Supportive Services, and that's SEIU. And along with, you know, the idea was for coordinated care initiative was to coordinate care better. You know, I mean, that makes sense. And the goal was to keep people in their homes, not having to go in to long-term care facilities, which would be a state cost, and then that would save the state money. So they had all these things going at one time, and the counties were told that once, you know, the state was dealing with the IHSS issues, whatever was bargained for in payment or the changes that happened while they were at the state were going to become the state's responsibility to pay. And the counties had this, what's called a maintenance of effort, this amount of money based on numbers from 2012 that we would pay the state with a 3.5% inflator.
So you got nailed with basically the cost of living, so to speak.
Well, yeah. And
they were covering the bulk of it.
But that's what we expected. So there was what was called a poison pill built into the legislative language that allowed the department or the Department of Finance, the head guy there, Michael Cohen, to basically pull the plug on it if it wasn't saving the state money. So... they said, you know, we've been looking at this for 2 years.
Break out your coconut shells.
It was even worse. It was like, we're giving this, we intend to give it back to the counties. And it looks like we're going to have to take a quick break here, but I'll tell you more later. Some orange flying ball just came through this.
That's a Kenny Chesney song. Big orange ball.
It looks like a big Cheeto.
Somebody needs her breakfast. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented by Redek and by CDH Painting. Virginia, what was your takeaway from the meeting with the governor for the smaller communities, for the small counties like Humboldt?
Well, I think in this case, when we talked about in-home supportive services and the coordinated care initiative, he's willing to work with us. You know, impact to this... counties in the state, $623 million the first year. For Humboldt County, it's a $700,000 hit. So, and for each county, rural or, you know, not, it's proportionately a hit, the same hit. And, you know, it's difficult. We just want him to know, we know he can't turn it back because they already pulled the plug on this program. But for that to come back to local communities with that increased minimum wage, the 3 days paid sick leave, and federal overtime changes, what they handed back to us was very different than what the counties gave to the state. So we're just saying work with us, because between that and, you know, concerns about Affordable Care Act, the PERS discount rate, there's too many things for counties to deal with at one time. So my takeaway would be...
Sounds like a lot of it is personnel related instead of program related.
Well, what...
The minimum wage?
Well, minimum wage is on that. That's part of the Coordinated Care Initiative and the dollars there. And those monies will either come out of the mental health fund, which we know we need the mental health fund to deal with a lot of the challenges we have here, or the health fund. Anyway, it's a strange way the dollars are kept in these certain funds, or the general fund. And if it comes out of the general fund, then you're making a choice between you can't not pay for the IHSS program workers, because it is federally, it is one of the responsibilities that we have to do.
So the regular guy words, the assistance that the state was doing, it's now walking back from, and the counties have to fill in that gap.
Yes, and it will mean...
From wherever it comes.
Right, which could mean, you know, fewer officers on the street or deputies on the street. You know, I mean, those are the
choices.
Could
you argue it and kick up the marijuana fees? A buck or two?
At the state level or local?
Local. I'm just worried about Humboldt County now, not the state.
We can't change... I mean, the tax we put in, I think we're stuck with the amount... could we move things around on where the money goes? Potentially, you know, it was a fairly broad.
It'd be tough to argue that this was associated with the marijuana growing, though.
It would, but I guess you could kind of backfill for whatever this was taken out. You know, wherever this money comes from, there might
Humboldt County's own shell game.
You know, it's. But you
sorry
know,
to
it's,
put you there, but yeah,
it's, no, it's one of those things, and we are not the only. County, that's, you know, why we belong to these state associations, because we are a lot stronger fighting something, especially when it's something that impacts rural, urban, and suburban counties just as bad.
Was there any discussion about increasing the speed of processing the permits for the marijuana grows, the legalization? Because there's a little bit of a block on that too, isn't there?
Yeah. I think there's blocks everywhere, but you know, we had an hour, and he kind of steers the conversation too. I have to say he was kind enough to you know, indulge us in our concerns, but then he had some pet projects.
There's
that
a reason why he was there
about.
Too. Yeah,
but it was great, and like I said, that dog owns the Capitol.
See everybody tomorrow.